I've got two readings this morning, and the first reading is from 1 Peter, chapter 1, and it's on page 1217 for Church Bibles, and it's from verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And the next reading is from Proverbs 3, and it's from verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And this is the word of the Lord.
Great. So, yeah, hi, my name's Mark. I'm doing the talk today, and let me start by saying God knows all about me and you. That can be a bit of a scary thought, but it also can be quite liberating, I think. Isn't it great that we don't have to pretend when we come to God? And even when we can't really talk or express ourselves adequately, God still knows all about us. And we don't need to come up with fancy words or complicated phrases. I have enough of those at theological college, and sometimes when we read books, they can be a bit complicated. But I think when we come to God, he doesn't always need that. He just sometimes just likes us to be simple. We can use simple words and phrases when we come to God, like, I love you, I trust you, sorry, thank you, we are friends, I want to be with you. And the great thing about Jesus is we can come to him any way we like, and he understands. The wonderful thing is he knows how we're feeling. However, whatever we say, whether that's something or nothing, God knows how we are feeling. And not only that, he wants to be with us. He wants to be with us. Now, in the game we played when I was trying to show no emotion, I'm normally quite good at that, but I'm trying not to be. What emotions, can anyone remember the emotions that the people up the front were showing us, how they were feeling? Yes.
Happy.
Good. One was happy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy. That's the one that made me the laugh the most. What else?
Confused.
Yeah, confused. Scarlet's. Yeah, Ruby's got one.
Sad.
Yeah, sad. So they were. And who feels that like those things? Who feels happy sometimes? Good. Who feels sad sometimes? Yeah. Who feels confused? They don't understand. Yeah, some of the mummies and daddies are putting their hand up too. You feel confused now. Okay, well, we'll try and sort that out. Okay, right. Instant feedback. I love it. I love it. God knows how we feel, though, doesn't he? And in the reading, we heard that we need to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And sometimes we want to trust with our mind or even our spirit. But that reading today said we need to trust with our heart, the seat of our emotions. That's how we feel. Often when we say our heart, we mean how we're feeling. And we need to trust Jesus, for he is good. And he wants what's good for us as well. And there's a psalm, Psalm 139, it says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." And Jesus still loves us. Whatever's going on inside, Jesus still loves us. Whatever our emotions are, God wants to be with us. So when we feel whatever we feel, do we want to be with Jesus? Sometimes we might be embarrassed or ashamed or sad or distant from Jesus, and maybe we don't want to be with him. But Jesus always wants to be with us. He always wants us to draw near to him, and he's right there waiting for us. There's a song I'm listening to at the moment. It's from Bethel Church in America. And the lyrics go like this. There's no place I can go where your love won't find me. No place I can hide that you don't see. There's no place I can fall where your love couldn't catch me. You see it all. You see it all through the eyes of love. Yeah, and Jesus loves us. He wants to be close to us. And Jesus wants to share our emotions. He wants to be right there with us. And we can use words if we need to, but we don't have to. And there's been times in my life when I found it hard to pray. And sometimes I've just lay on my bed and I've just tried to communicate with God through feelings. I've just sort of like, almost like, just sort of like try to lift up my feelings towards God without saying any words. And not only that, we can use... Oh, I need some helpers for this bit. Who wants to help me with this bit? Yeah, okay. Let's stand up then if you want to help me. Now, I want you to do something with your body. Do you want to come up the front?
Yep.
No. Okay. Do you want to do something sitting down? Okay. Who wants to help me? Yeah. Yeah, Joshua. Right. Do you want to do something with your body? Come up here. And I want you to do something active and physical. Let's see what you're going to do. Anything? So I'll do something for you, right? I want you to think about what I'm doing and what I might be feeling. How do you think I'm feeling?
Angry.
Angry? I could be angry, yeah. What else? What else am I feeling then? Anyone? I thought I was feeling... Evie thinks she knows. I was being frantic. So sometimes what we do with our bodies, maybe you're running for a train, you're frantic, you're going to be late. Now, what else could I be doing here? What else could I be doing here?
Praying.
Could be praying, that's a good one, yeah? What else could I be doing? Mummy? I could be asking for something, couldn't I? I could be begging or asking for something. Now, what could I be doing now? Now, some of you might be good at this. I'm going to come down here. What could I be doing now? Yeah, I'm sleeping. One of my favorite things to do. Lying down. I'm sleeping, aren't I? Now, what about this one?
Celebrating.
That's right. Hopefully we're doing that between 3 and 5 o'clock today. As England beat Italy, we'll be celebrating. What about this one? Do you know that one?
You want a team to win?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah.
Encouraging.
Yeah, encouraging or determined I was being, but yeah, encouraging, that's a great one too. So we can use actions to pray as well. Sometimes just the way we're sitting or lying or standing helps us to pray. And God understands that. We don't need to necessarily use words. We can use the actions, our body postures as well. And we just need to be honest, I think. We just need to be honest with Jesus. Spend some time about how we're feeling. Now, as I thought about emotions, the other thing that I thought is good for emotions is music. So, let's hear some songs here. I've got a few little clips of some songs. What emotion do these songs convey? Let's have the first one. Okay. Yeah. George has got his head rocking already. Now, what emotion? Let's get some adults involved. What emotion might you be thinking if you're using that song? Anyone? Ian's looking very thoughtful.
I don't know.
Motivation.
Well done, Jenny. The missus gets in there, yeah. Motivation or determination. Wonderful. Let's have the next one.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
The title of this track might be a clue. Pharrell Williams. It's almost like a quiz now, isn't it? What about over here?
Happy.
Wonderful, yes, that's happy. That song might make you be feeling happy. And that's what we do in church, isn't it, guys? Yeah, let's look happy. Yeah, let's have the next one. And when church is over, you might be feeling like this.
I got it on the freeway, wondering if I really try to
everything I could, not knowing if I should try a little harder. Oh, but I'm scared today.
Well, you could be a bit upset about something or disappointed. Maybe the church is over.
Yeah, Amy, that's Amy. She's one of my favourite people at All Age Services. That was Sad by Maroon 5. Yeah, that's a sad song, isn't it? Sometimes songs make us feel sad. And let's have one more. Now, let's see, how do we feel when we hear this song?
Lonely?
Feel lonely, yeah.
I find you in the mystery.
Worried?
Worried, yeah.
Tired,
yeah.
Done.
Josh has fought. One more.
Bored,
yeah. That was a worship song by Hillsong. And there we go. It's called Oceans, about stepping out into the unknown. That might make us worried, but what do we know? Jesus is there already. He's waiting for us to come out. He's asking us to be brave, isn't he? By stepping out and doing the thing that he's called us to do. So, and I think ultimately we just need to be ourselves, don't we? We need to be ourselves and talk to God like a friend. In fact, he's not like a friend. Jesus is our friend. Because we read in the Gospels that Jesus said, "You are my friends." And we read in, Karen read in 1 Peter, you know, even though we haven't seen Jesus, we believe in him and we love him. And we can be close to Jesus by words, music, in worship, our emotions, our body posture. I think the message today is really, we just need to be close to Jesus. However we're feeling, we just need to trust in Jesus. Allow him to direct our paths, like the passage in Proverbs were read to us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. God will direct your paths. And allow God to guide you. Jesus wants to be close to us. He wants what's the best for us. Jesus is our friend. Jesus is God. We have become friends with God. And what a friend we have in Jesus. And some of that song that we sing as well, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. So really all I'm saying today is, however you're feeling, wherever you are, be close to Jesus. And if necessary, use words, but you don't have to. Jesus already knows how you're feeling and what you need. Trust in Jesus. He's our friend. Being close to Jesus will bring us joy and peace. And we certainly need some joy and peace. So let's end with a prayer and say, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you want to draw close to us. Help us to draw close to you, however we're feeling. Amen. Amen.